Now, discover your strengths. Authors: Marcus Buckingham and Donald O. Clifton. Guided by the belief that good is the opposite of bad, mankind has for centuries pursued its fixation with fault and failing. Faults and failings deserve study, but they reveal little about strengths, which have their special patterns. To excel in your chosen field and to find lasting satisfaction in doing so, you will need to understand your unique patterns. You will need to become an expert at finding, describing, applying, practicing, and refining your strengths. What is strength? The definition of strength is quite specific: consistent, near-perfect performance in an activity. For example, Bill Gates' genius at taking innovations and transforming them into user-friendly applications is strength. Three revolutionary tools. Building a strong life will always be a challenging assignment involving a myriad of different variables. Your self-awareness, your maturities, your opportunities, the people with whom you surround yourself, and the people from whom you can't seem to escape. However, these are three revolutionary tools you will need to build a strong life. Number one, understanding how to distinguish your natural talents from things you can learn. You need to differentiate between what is innate and what you can acquire with practice. Specifically, we introduce you to three carefully defined terms which combine to create your strengths. Talents are your natural, recurring patterns of thought, feeling, or behavior. Knowledge consists of the facts and lessons learned. Skills are the steps of an activity. Number two, a system to identify your dominant talents. There is one sure way to identify your greatest potential for strength. Step back and watch yourself for a while. Try an activity and see how quickly you pick it up, how quickly you skip steps in the learning, and add twists and kinks you haven't been taught yet. See whether you become absorbed in the activity to such an extent that you lose track of time. If none of these has happened after a couple of months, try another activity and watch, and another. Over time, your dominant talents will reveal themselves, and you can start to refine them into a powerful strength. Number three, a common language to describe your talents. We need a new language to help explain the strengths we see in ourselves and others. This language must be precise. It must be able to describe the subtle ways in which one person differs from another. It must be positive. It must help us explain strength, not frailty. Also, it must be common. It must be a language in which we are all fluent, so that no matter who we are or where we are from, we all know exactly what's meant when using it. Why do we need this new language? Quite simply, because the language we currently use isn't up to the challenge. Knowledge. For the purpose of building your strengths, there are two distinct kinds of knowledge. First, you need factual knowledge, which is content. For example, when you start to learn a language, factual knowledge is the vocabulary. You must learn what each word means, or you will never be able to speak the language. Second is experimental, which isn't taught in classrooms or found in manuals. Rather, it is something you must discipline yourself to pick up along the way and retain. Skills. Skills bring structure to experimental knowledge. This means that at some point a smart person will sit back and formalize all the accumulated knowledge into a sequence of steps that, if followed, will lead to performance. Not necessarily great performance, but acceptable performance nonetheless. Talent. Talent is often described as a special natural ability or aptitude. But for the purpose of strength building, we suggest a more precise and comprehensive definition. Talent is any recurring pattern of thought, feeling, or behavior that can be productively applied. By this definition, even seemingly negative traits can be called talent if they can be productively applied. Nervousness can be a talent if it causes you to ask yourself what if, and to anticipate potential pitfalls and design contingency plans. This kind of scenario planning can prove very productive in a variety of roles. How can you identify your own talents? First, if you want to reveal your talents, monitor your spontaneous reactions to the situations you encounter. These reactions provide the best trace of your talents. They reveal the location of strong mental connections. While they do provide the clearest trace of your talents, here are three clues to keep in mind. Yearnings reveal a presence of a talent, particularly when they are felt early in life. Rapid learning offers another trace of talent. Sometimes a talent doesn't signal itself through yearning. Satisfaction provides a last clue to talent. If it feels good when you perform an activity, chances are that you're using a talent. The Strengths Finder Profile. It will be hard for any profile or questionnaire to compete with this kind of focused analysis. However, as many of us do, you may struggle to find the time and the objectivity to analyze yourself in this way. You are too busy and too close to the action. The Strengths Finder Profile was designed to help you sharpen your perception. It presents you with pairs of statements, captures your choices, sorts them, and reflects back your most dominant patterns of behavior, therefore highlighting where you have the greatest potential for real strength. How can you build a strengths-based organization? The Strengths-Based Selection System. It's an integrated affair, involving a myriad of activities, recruiting, interviewing, measuring, educating, tracking, and so on, which in a large organization must occur all the time. You need to build your selection system around an instrument for measuring talents that must meet the following standards. 1. It must be psychometrically sound, which means that it must measure what it purports to measure. 2. It must rely on an objective scoring, which means that if 2, 3, or even 100 people analyze a particular person's response, they would all arrive at the same results. The Strengths-Based Performance Management System. Once you have discovered each person's strongest talents, the goal is to focus and develop these talents into measurable performance. There are three key areas of performance worth focusing on. 1. The person's impact on the business. 2. The person's impact on the customer. 3. The person's impact on the employees around him. The Strengths-Based Career Development. Your last hurdle to building a strengths-based organization is that you cannot capitalize on people's strengths if you keep promoting them into roles that don't fit their strengths. We can spotlight each person's strengths. We can provide him with a manager who's intrigued by these strengths. We can show him the best of himself and ask him to keep reaching for more. We can help him live a strong life. The Gallup organization asked this question of 198,000 employees. At work, do you have the opportunity to do what you do best every day? And then compared the responses with the performance of the business units and discovered the following. When employees' answers strongly agree to this question, they were 50% more likely to work in business units with lower employee turnover, 38% more likely to work in more productive business units, and 44% more likely to work in business units with higher customer satisfaction scores. Whichever way you care to slice the data, the organization whose employees feel their strengths are used every day is more powerful and more robust.